the Rational Revolution. You got Mark Becker. We are sitting down with our dear friend and frequent guest, Ahmad Rivera-Wagner, representative for state of Wisconsin and the wonderful Green Bay area. As we talked about before, I want to get into the big piece of legislation that's coming up that I think you know, everybody's watching very, very closely, which is the budget.
Right.
What's going on?
So
deep breath. Here we go. I know.
So just to remind people about the, just kind of walk through the budget process.
Yeah, please.
Is that earlier on, as we get elected, the governor gets feedback from all kinds of different reps and senators, tries to put together a budget. We did a series of budget town halls back in February and March. And then the budget is released by the governor, which was about a month ago or a little bit more than a month ago. And then it goes to the Joint Finance Committee. Just to make sure people are very clear, the Joint Finance Committee is supposed to be both the House and the Assembly, and it includes Democrats and Republicans. Despite closer numbers in both houses, so it's almost 50-50 in the Senate, and it's 55-45 in the Assembly, the committee is 14 folks, 14 of which are Republicans, and only four of which are 18. Excuse me. Are only four of which are Democrats.
Perfect.
So it's a 75-25 joint committee, even if the legislative body is closer to 55-45, in some cases almost 50-50. So that received it, and it took out over 600 budget line items. From the governor's budget, which included increasing the special ed reimbursement rate for our public schools, which would be paramount. It took out healthy meals for all, where every kid should be able to get a meal at a school without any means testing. It took out expansion of Badger Care, legalization of cannabis, a whole suite of issues got taken out. Child care.
That are very popular.
Very popular.
With the state of Wisconsin.
So now we're in, they did a series of budget sessions where people asked for all these things to be funded. They ended up taking those things out. They now are charged with essentially coming up with a new budget. While that was happening, the governor, as well as the Senate president and the House majority leader, the Assembly majority leader, were actually coming together to see if they could come up with a compromise budget negotiation. So that's not always happening at the same time, this actually happened. Those negotiations broke down last night.
Really? Okay. So we're recording this on Thursday.
Yes, recording. So last night those broke down, and there were statements out this morning that they're no longer negotiating because the governor was willing to go along with the tax cuts by the Republican Assembly and Senate, but they were refusing to do any funding on university system, childcare, and public schools. And so they have now walked away. And so we are now back to the more traditional process where the JFC puts together a budget. Then it will go to the Assembly and the Senate for votes. And then once it either passes or doesn't pass those votes, it can go to the governor's desk where he can veto the entire bill. He can line item veto elements of the bill, or he can just approve it. And those are his three options. Okay. Once it passes the Assembly and it passes.
Does it have to pass with a simple majority?
Simple majority.
Okay, so 1/50.
1/50 in both houses.
Okay.
And then he gets to have those three options. Completely veto it altogether, line item veto it, or approve it.
With the line item veto, then that goes to a supermajority, which they don't have, correct?
Correct.
Right. So that was just for those listeners out there, that was a really big deal. And that's why it was a really big deal to break that supermajority with those maps, because before they did have a supermajority. And the governor could do whatever he wanted to, but he was almost powerless to stop the Republicans. And so now there is some, some force behind that veto pen.
Absolutely. And it's tough, right? Because we're basically legislating by elections and not legislating by policy, right? And I'm hoping that changes, right? I want people to say, I came here to do something. And frankly, I'm seeing cracks in the wall. Right?
Yeah.
I want to be very gracious, because there are many Republicans who've been kind enough to work with me, engage with me, have meetings with me.
Right. They are out there.
Right. And they're interested. They want to be producers of policy. And we don't always agree on the extent of the policy or even the direction, but we're having these really meaningful and powerful conversations. And I'll be having some bipartisan bills coming out shortly. But there are cracks in the wall. But the truth is, we are essentially legislating by election and not legislating by producing good policy.
Where are what's the area of need that's not going to be serviced or not going to be met, do you think?
I mean, I think that the public school funding is probably the most challenging. I absolutely think that expanding Badger Care is useful. We need to do that. There's money on the table that we're wasting. Postpartum expansion from 6 weeks to 12 months, which has broad bipartisan support. But something that has a legacy element to it is the notion that we have two different types of public school systems. Mm. One that is voucher-based, that have different standards, different reimbursements, and those are doing just fine. Yeah. But then we have our traditional public schools who don't even only get, God, at this moment,
struggling.
30. Yeah, struggling. We're closing schools in our district.
Yeah.
They only currently get 30% of special education funding. Their voucher school counterparts get 90%.
Really?
The compromise was 60%, and that got kicked out of the budget. And so for us to believe in something like a local institution, and our Green Bay public schools are really
fantastic.
That we need to ensure that something simple like the kids who need the most help can get the same exact funding at very least as their voucher counterparts. Yeah. But that currently isn't the case. And that gap is one of the reasons why schools still have to go to referendum.
Almost every other year.
And it's because they don't get the same exact money as this alternative school system that taxpayers fund.
Right.
And so we really need to have a real conversation about long-term positive. If we don't have a system of education, we don't have our workforce challenges solved, we don't have our people being able to work in our community, we don't have places where people can meet and connect, that kids can grow from 4K to high school, right? So we really need to make sure we fund our public schools.
We're talking with the Representative Ahmad Rivera Wagner. We're going to talk on the other side. We're going to continue this discussion about the budget. We're going to talk about education. We're going to talk about all sorts of other stuff. But stick around, because I do want to figure out housing, homelessness, and what we can do for that as well. I know that's near and dear to your heart as well. So stick around here on the Rational Revolution on the Civic Media Radio Network.